What if your smartphone can predict your performance at school or work? Researchers at Dartmouth are perfecting an app that can tell their students their GPA based on how and where they spend their time. From WGBH's Higher Ed Desk, Kirk Carapeza reports.
Computer science professor Andrew Campbell was shocked a few years ago when his own research found that there's actually no correlation between the time students spend in the classroom and their grade.
Which actually really triggered my interest in trying to get to the bottom of that.
As a professor, is that discouraging, knowing that whether students show up to your class or not, that it doesn't matter?
One of the things that we pride ourselves at Dartmouth is teaching, particularly at the undergraduate level. And so it is, you know, I start thinking to myself, I don't really want the present university to see this because maybe I could be replaced by a MOOC or something, you know.
Or a robot.
Or a robot, or I should be fired because I'm having no impact.
To find out what was having an impact, Campbell developed an app that collected the behavioral data of 30 of his students studying, walking, running, sleeping, or even partying.
This is not somebody observing the lifestyle of a student. This is the phone by itself automatically inferring these behaviors and then putting those signals into a computational model for prediction and spitting out a GPA for that student.
Walking across Dartmouth's ivy-covered campus in Hanover, New Hampshire, Campbell pulls out his Android and shows me how it uses microphones and other GPS sensors to gather information about us.
So this phone knows that we're walking. It knows that we're having a conversation.
It's measuring the duration of our conversation, too.
It's measuring duration. It's doing that in real time. Now, when we go inside, it'll switch to using Wi-Fi and know exactly what room we're in. So we're going to walk into the library, Baker, and then we're going to walk up to a cafe, and it knows that that's help. That's a social area where kids study, but also kids socialise. We can predict GPA within 17 hundredths of a point. Even though it's a small cohort of students, the result is statistically significant.
And no big surprise here, students who spend more time studying without distraction perform better.
Well, of course, right? You know, we clearly show that if you party too much or if you study too less, those have significant impact on your GPA.
I like it.
The idea of having an app that can actually predict your GPA based on where and how you spend your time is creating a buzz on this highly competitive elite college campus.
I think it would be interesting to see how my performance in school is affected by like other activities that I might not have associated with bad or good performance.
Freshman Ben Farrar is from Reno, Nevada. He's in the middle of finals and admits he's a little uneasy about an app that tracks what he's doing all the time. But Ben says it's worth the trade-off.
If it really can predict your GPA to within however close of a percentage, I think that's pretty crazy. I don't think it's really an invasion of my privacy if I'm giving them that information.
Isn't this kind of creepy or Orwellian, where our phones are watching us all the time and monitoring everything we do? Yeah. Is that a concern you have, or is that something students should be concerned about?
I think we've crossed the Rubicon in terms of invasive technologies in our lives. Whether you like it or not, devices are intelligent. They can say things about you that may be hidden.
Professor Campbell would like to see his app help students beyond the gates of Dartmouth. So next semester, he's planning to test it on a larger group of students at the University of Texas in Austin.
Whether you're a high school or a community college or any college across America, I think providing information to people is useful.
This software comes at a time when higher ed is using piles of data to improve student success and graduation rates. And Campbell points out that another potential use might be for companies to observe whether employees, including public radio reporters, are being productive. On campus, Kirk Carapeza, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
Our higher education reports are a collaboration with the Forum for the Future of Higher Education and made possible with support from the Lumina Foundation, the Davis Educational Foundation, and TIAA-CREF Financial Services.